Welcome back, beloved listeners, to another episode of Wings Over Water, Creativity in Recovery. I am Kathy Moser, your hostess with the mostest. Totally lucked out down here at Hope Fest. Got to run into the amazing and legendary Mr. Liberty DeVita, who's played with so many people and has been so supportive of this kind of cause. Liberty DeVita, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Kathy, it's my pleasure. This is great. Weather's beautiful, music, food. What else can you ask for?
Right. So you've been participating in Rockers in Recovery for about 5 years now. Yeah. Can you tell me like why that's important to you and why you chose to give so much energy to this?
Well, being in the music business like I was in it, I was in a bubble with Billy Joel for like 30 years. And when you're in that bubble, for some reason, you're accepted and allowed to be a jerk. Once the bubble popped and I stepped away from it, I realized that when people saw me and they said, you're a jerk, they really meant that you're a jerk because of my abusiveness with alcohol and, just being crazy and doing crazy things. Because when you're in the bubble, you could crash a car into a hotel and people think, well, that's cool. He's a rock star. You know, he does that kind of thing. But in the real world, it doesn't really fly. And actually, it shouldn't fly in the rock world either, which it seems to be changing now. The rock world is definitely changing. People are taking more responsibility for their lives, more responsibility for their health, and they are taking responsibility for their playing. They are more into playing it right, playing good, playing better, getting better, rather than thinking that you got to get really like out of it to create. You create more when you're sober. You play longer. You play harder. You play better when you're sober. So that's why I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now if I was still getting nuts.
Let's go listen to one of those tracks from Liberty's Wilder, Crazier Days. This is a tune we had a little bit of a taste of at the beginning of the set, and this is Angry Young Man by Billy Joel, featuring amazing drumming by our guest today, Liberty DeVita.
So always a place for the angry young man with his fist in the air and his head in the sand. And he's never been able to learn from mistakes, so we can't understand why his heart always breaks. And his honor is pure and his courage is well, and he's fair and he's true and he's boring as hell. And he'll go to the grave as an angry old man. Working class ties and his radical plans. He refuses to bend, he refuses to crawl. And he's always at home with his back to the wall. And he's proud of his scars and the battles he's lost. And he struggles and bleeds as he hangs on his cross. And he likes to be known as the angry young man.
Interesting thing that you're saying about, like, the way that you behave matters in terms of the longevity of your career.
Yeah.
And I wonder, like, how did you realize that? And do you have any, like, particular musicians that you really respect because of how they behave, like, besides the fact that they're famous and doing well? Or, like, how did you learn that that was going to be important and helpful for you as a working musician?
Well, you always hear about the suffering artist, the one. I mean, Vincent Van Gogh cut his ear off. Oh, you know, he was a suffering artist. He was poor and everything like that. And no, that's crazy. Cut your ear off because some girl doesn't like you. That's insane. I don't care how out of it you are. But I gained respect when I saw... Well, Billy Joel, we did 10 years with Billy Joel and Elton John. And I remember back in the day when Elton used to be, like, crazy. And when I saw him sober, he was so much better as a performer. He was such a better person. And the thing was that he really encouraged people to be sober. He actually took Billy out once to have a talk with him, you know, and say it was going to ruin his career if he kept it up on stage. And it does, because the world is changing now, and people don't want to see that anymore. People, you know, like I saw Jimi Hendrix, and I saw him three times, and one time he played a half a song and was so tripped out on LSD, he took his guitar off and just threw it on the floor and walked off the stage.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and, you know, that's not going to fly anymore. You know, people want to see shows. They want to be entertained, and you got to get up there and deliver.
Right. I heard you say earlier that you felt like sobriety made you a better player. And can you, like, give me some specific examples of that? Like, does it help you keep better time, or does it make you a better listener? Like, what are some ways in which being a sober musician helps you be a better player?
Well, for myself, I if I drink while I play and I start getting tipsy, I lose my coordination immediately. Just immediately. I cannot be coordinated anymore. Back in the day, one of the albums that we did, they called it Cocaine and Cavassier. Because, you know, on the control board where you mix all the sound and everything, there was a little drawer and you just would pull it out and there was the mirror and the cocaine on it and stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh.
And we would do mixes and come in the next day and everything was so bright and high-end and loud. It was just terrible. On the road, we'd stay up all night and change the set list because that was a big hangout thing to do. It was like we play a set, and then somebody would complain about, well, I don't like the song that's in the third slot. Well, let's change the set. And the higher you get, the more songs you just keep moving around. And then you try it the next day, and you get off the stage, and you go, that sucked. That was horrible. Forget everything I said last night and just go back to the way it was. You know? And people think that they actually are better when they're high, and they're not. It's just terrible.
Right. Doing a little bit more research for this radio show, I realized that Liberty also played with one of my all-time favorite artists, Phoebe Snow. So here's a little treat for you. This is Liberty DeVito playing on Phoebe Snow's song called Games, which is off of her album. So we're here live at Hope Fest, which is this amazing place at Recovery All Day, which is a 7 days a week recovery space here in Galloway Township, which is in Egg Harbor City, New Jersey. It's an old building that used to be a golf club clubhouse, like beautiful location, glass windows everywhere, lots of light, and they have music here, they have meetings here, they have a kitchen here, and this weekend they're having this Hope Fest. So can you tell us a little bit about who you brought down with you, Mr. DeVito, to play with you, and what you guys are going to do today?
Well, I got a bunch of guys that I play with all the time. There's Andy Burton. I just came back from England. We did a show with Billy J. Kramer over there. Billy J. Kramer was signed to Brian Epstein along with the Beatles, and the Beatles wrote his first four singles.
Holy goodness.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Touching history.
Yeah, and Billy's been sober for about 26 years now, and so it's just great to hang out with him. And Muddy Shoes is in a band that he played with Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes for
local
a long time.
Local heroes.
Yeah, and you know, so he come down. The band consists of people who are in recovery or people who support recovery. You know, I feel like people that support recovery are like, you don't have to be a lifeguard to see that some ship is sinking and you're going to go out and help somebody. You know, you don't have to be an EMS volunteer to help somebody out of a car crash before the ambulance actually gets there. You know, and that's what these people that do that support recovery. They're here to help people and to be aware and see people that are in recovery and get to know more about it. And they love it.
And so will you be playing your original tunes today, or what kind of tunes are you guys going to be playing today?
It's all cover tunes today. I have a band up in New York called the Slim Kings, and we do all original tunes. You know, today the music business is so different than it was when I was with Billy. Back when I was with Billy, you would play a club, and an A&R guy from the record company would come down, see the band, and go, okay, come in my office on Monday, I'm going to sign you guys. And you get signed to a 3-album deal, and there'd be artist development where the first album wouldn't do well, but they know what they're going to work on the second album, and it'll do better, and it would keep growing. And that's how Billy's career went. It just kept growing. These days, there's no such thing as an album anymore. You buy the song you want for 99 cents on iTunes.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And if you get a record deal, it's a 360 deal where the record company wants everything. They want a piece of your publishing, they want your merchandise, they want everything. And so the way a band makes money today is placements. You get a song in a movie or a commercial or on a TV show. And the Slim Kings get a lot of songs on TV shows. We've had one song called, it's called Dirty Minds. It's actually about... you know, how everyone has always... Sex has always been around.
Totally. And, yeah. That's why we're here.
Yeah, and it's been placed, like, in 2 months it was placed, like, 4 times on different shows, like Nurse Jackie and shows like that. We get the...
Congratulations.
Thank you. We get the script that comes and it explains what scene it's going to be in, and usually it's, like, a crazy sex scene. You know, it's hot. But that's been placed. A couple other tunes have been placed here and there. And actually, yesterday, I was just at Five Towns College on Long Island, and I got an honorary doctorate in music.
Fantastic.
I had the cap and gown on and everything like that. I had to do a commencement speech to the kids, and, you know.
And so what advice did you have for the kids?
I told them to... When you go into the darkness, remember what you learned in life and in school and outside of school, and don't be afraid, because that's where you have to go, and how many things I sacrificed to get where I am today. And I also told them, don't get caught up in success, because it's a big problem getting caught up in success, because you get lazy, you know, and you start to find these outlets. You know, when we were on the road with Billy, I would go on the road. We would play 2.5 hours a night. We would play one day on, one day off, one day on, one day off, or 2 days on, 2 days off. So what do you do after that 2.5 hours? You go to the bar in the hotel. You hang out in the bar, and that's what you do. You know, you don't get caught up in that you have to go to the bar and drink, you know. And I told them that when I had a lot of friends, I got them through music. You know, that's how I met my friends. But I also lost them when I got sober, because they wanted to have nothing to do with me anymore, you know. So there's a lesson to be learned there, you know, that sobriety is your choice and your choice only. Don't let other people make that choice for you. Just because somebody, that'll show who your true friend is. When you tell them, I'm sober, I don't do that anymore. If they're going to not be your friend anymore, they were never your friend.
Liberty's not an artist who rests on his laurels. He's doing a lot of current work. He has a band out called Slim Kings, and you can learn more about their tour schedule and their albums at their website, which is slimkings.com. I got to tell you, watching this guy play at the Hope Fest. You know, not a really huge crowd, and man, he just put his heart into every single snare hit. So it's really great to watch him play. So let's check out this track of his new project called Slim Kings. This is a song called Dirty Minds. So listen, I so appreciate you taking this time out of your day today, and I wanted to make sure the listeners knew how they could find out about the Slim Kings, where they could hear your music and buy it, and also what advice you might have for someone who's young starting out in the music business.
Okay, Slim Kings, we have a website, slimkings.com. We're on Facebook and iTunes and Spotify and all that kind of stuff.
But buy it, people. Don't stream it. Buy it so they can put the money in the bank. Thank you.
Yeah, great. And we play around the area. You know, we play at this place called Hill Country Barbecue in New York all the time.
There.
Yeah, it's great.
Uh-huh.
You get free barbecue.
I'm vegetarian, so it's kind of disappointing.
That's a bad place for you to play.
I know, but it was fun downstairs.
And my advice to young people is is music is like life. If music is played without passion, it's just noise. You have to have passion. People have to believe in you. When they watch you play, they have to believe in you, and they have to be moved by you, because that's your job, to move people, make people feel happy.
Awesome. And what helps you keep that energy? I mean, you've been playing a long time, and you're still, like, excited and passionate about it. And what do you attribute that to?
I always say girls.
Liberty DeVito, thank you so much for taking the time to do this with me.
Thank you.
Liberty DeVito, check him out. He's online. There's videos of him up on YouTube. His new band is called Slim Kings. And this has been another broadcast of Wings Over Water, Creativity and Recovery on City of Angels Recovery Radio. I'm Kathy Moser, your hostess with the mostest. Thank you so much for tuning back in with us. And remember that we have shows every single day of the week on City of Angels. If you like what we're doing, please tell a friend. You know, help get the word out. It's free, great recovery support, all different kinds of topics being covered on the different shows. And we're going to go out with, I asked Liberty what songs he would like me to play, and he suggested this song called Summer Highland Falls. It's a live Billy Joel recording here, and we're going to go out with that. So we'll tune in next week, and we're going to have more from Hope Fest. I hope you have a great week being in recovery and being creative.
This is called Summer Highland Falls.
Say that these are not the best of times, but they're the only times I've ever known. And I believe there is a time for meditation in cathedrals of our own. Now I have seen that sad surrender in my lover's eyes. I can only stand apart and sympathize. For we are always what our situations hand us. It's either sadness or euphoria. So we'll argue and we'll compromise, and realize that nothing's ever changed. Separate conclusions are the same. Now we are forced to recognize our inhumanity. Our reason coexists with our insanity. So we choose between reality and madness. It's either sadness or euphoria. It's either sadness or